What would you do if someone came into your home and began to tell your children lies about you and your family? They degraded, complained, and said the family unit was not correct. They encouraged adultery, drugs, divorce, laziness, and other anti-family principles. Would you allow them into your home, these bringers of false values and false doctrines? Well, today what I'm going to do in this sermonette is we're going to see what the Bible says our attitude should be towards those things, people, entertainment, information, your phones, that try to undermine and destroy God's truth and His church, your family, and the things we hold dear. Now, my first thing that we need to consider is whether you're speaking about your family, your loved ones, or the church. We're speaking about the same issues because the church is an analogy of a family. You know, we call each other brothers and sisters. You know, Christ in the scriptures is termed our elder brother. Christ's body is a church. Husband and wife, one flesh, one body. You can read in the various epistles about it talks about marriage and it talks about family. It talks about husbands and wives, their relation to each other. And it's an analogy of church and God and His plan for us. So whether I'm talking about the church or whether I'm talking about the family, whether I'm talking about those you love, the principles apply to either one of those. Secondly, what is our personal responsibility towards these people, these ideas, these false values, these false doctrines towards these people? What is our responsibility in the church? What is our responsibility in our families? Now, you're a husband, or you're a father, or you're a mother. What would you do if someone tried to financially deceive or manipulate your wife or your husband or your daughter or your children? What would you do? We're all on guard against what? Scammers. You know, I have to constantly tell my mom, who's 90 years old, you have to watch out for scammers. We probably get scammed or we get fished at probably a couple of times each day. Before I turned my phone off, I had a call from a scammer. So I just ignored it. We're often reached out and where people try to deceive us with various financial offers. So what would you do if someone tried to financially deceive or manipulate you? Well, if it involves money, the answer is easy. But what if it involves like ideas, things like that? Let's go to 2 John. We have 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, a few pages before Revelation. And 2nd John only has one chapter. So we're looking at 2nd John, and we're going to look at 2nd John, and we're going to begin to read in verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. And we can get into the exact meaning of that term antichrist and, you know, about Christ not coming in the flesh and all of that. There were a lot of people that believed that God was spirit and God was good. And if God was spirit and good and holy, that He would never inhabit a human body because human bodies are evil. So He didn't really come in the flesh. He came as an apparition or a spirit or some kind of other Gnostic idea. Verse 8, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. This is very good advice whether you're talking about someone that's trying to scam you financially or whether you're talking to somebody that's trying to scam you on the street or whether someone's trying to scam you doctrinally or whether someone's trying to scam your loved ones. Verse 9 or verse 10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. camera comes to your door. What are you going to do? Are you going to let him in and discuss issues with him? No. You just close the door and go about your business. So don't welcome them into your home. You, not the minister, not the wife, not the church, not the husband, not the internet, you know, guardians and all of these other things, you have a personal responsibility to guard your mind, brethren. You're the one responsible. You're the one responsible. Don't welcome them. I let the scammer into my home and we can kind of, you know, I know he's scamming me, but I'd like to get into his mind and see why this is all going on. You don't do that. You just go about your business and don't interface with him. Romans chapter 16. We're talking about people that try to scam you religiously, financially, doctrinally, your ideas. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. And it's real easy when we look at scammers. I mean, everybody knows what we should do. I got a text the other day. Said that I owe $75 in tolls. And all they wanted was my credit card and my PIN number to take care of it. Chapter 16 of Romans, verse 17. Now, I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrines which you have learned, and avoid them. That doesn't apply, though, if you're on the phone on the internet, though. That doesn't apply then, because, you know, I can text all day long and internet all day long and all this garbage is coming to my mind. It really doesn't apply. Yes, it does, brethren. It does. You are what you let into your mind. Verse 17, urge you, brethren, note those that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrines which you have learned. You know what the word doctrine means? Teachings. Teachings. Verse 16, or 18, for those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. So, we're supposed to avoid unsound doctrine, whether it's in religion, or whether it's somebody trying to scam you about your beliefs, or about the way you live your life. There are all kinds of people that will try to deceive you. You're the guardian of your mind, brethren. You're the guardian of your mind. Now, a while back, many, many weeks ago, we went through the days of unleavened bread. And if I told you, explain to me the leavening principle, you would be able to do it easily. A little leaven will puff up the whole loaf. Will puff up the whole loaf. And the days of unleavened bread, which we have observed quite a while back, are a yearly reminder of this principle. And we need to carry this principle on through our life the whole year, brethren. How much time are you and I spending on the internet reading stupid stuff? Idiotic stuff. Ooh, this is neat. I had never heard this before. And we spend hours on our phones and on the internet. Now, if somebody came to your house and said, I want to tell you where you're wrong about the Sabbath, what would you do? Go down the street, sir. You would not let them in. But somehow, because it's our phone, or it's the internet, or it's, you know, just different things, we get hit by all kinds of media outlets, we sort of like, oh, okay, well, maybe, yeah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I read a quote the other day, and it said that the more you listen to the media, the more depressed you are. Statistically, the more time you spend on the internet, the more time you spend watching movies, the more time you spend entertained in this world's media, leads to more depression. You know what they said is the best thing to fight depression? Look at a family album. They say if you look at a family album, it actually increases your happiness. There's a lot of lessons in that little statement there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens a whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump,
since you are truly unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. And it goes on to talk about the feast. But what does it say to do? Get rid of the old leaven. Get rid of the old leaven. I'm speaking to everyone who's going to be listening online later on. Peace. But some of us are adding sugar and water to the leavening instead of just getting rid of it. Getting rid of it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. This is the leavening principle. It applies in everything that we do in our life, brother. It applies in everything we do in our life. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew 16, verse 5. Now when the disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And they get into a discussion with Christ about bread and about, you know, we don't have any bread. And Jesus, in verse 6, Jesus was also one step ahead of the disciples. Then Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And they said, is he saying this because we don't have any bread? We don't have any bread. This is why he's saying it. Do the Pharisees, maybe the Pharisees have bread. But it's a special kind of bread, and we're supposed to eat their unleavened bread. I don't know. What do you think? Verse 7, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, is he saying this about the Pharisees' leaven because we don't have any bread? And Jesus said, don't you remember how many people I fed? Verse 9, oh, do you not understand or remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many leftovers you had? Nor the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and how many leftovers you had? How is it that you do not understand that I'm not speaking to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Get away from them. Don't listen to their talks. Avoid unsound doctrine, whether it's in religion, whether it's in the media, whether it's in your entertainment, whatever it is. What's the main thesis of this sermonette? The main thesis of this sermonette is there's a lot of people trying to scam you. You are responsible, brethren, and not me, not your wife. You are responsible for letting the doors to your mind open or closing them. We need to guard the truth, whether it's, you know, something physical, about gender, or about politics, or about what's the ultimate purpose in life, or about those toll taxes you're getting. It's all the same, brethren. We need to guard against being scammed in the same way that our loving Father protects his children. You know what my dad did when I was growing up? He protected me from drugs, immorality, and filth of the world. I remember him telling me one time, very interesting, we're going to the drive-in, and he sat my brother down and he sat me down, and he said, we're going to go see a movie that's a classic, but there's a scene in it that I have to warn you about. It's a scene where the star of the movie says, frankly, my dear, I don't. And he warned us about that one word, because he knew that he had to protect our minds. Nowadays, it just amazes me what we let into our minds, brethren. Be on guard against people with unsound doctrines or false values. They don't even have to be religious values. What is your responsibility? Your responsibility is not to allow anything that would be of an ungodly nature to come into your mind. I can say this with financial overtones, and everybody understands what I mean. Don't get scammed with scammers who want your credit card information. And there's a little bit of that in this story here. But my main thesis is, don't get scammed by people who are trying to get into your mind and you know better. Some will say, well, what about being open-minded? The answer is, don't be so open-minded your brains fall out, because that's very easy to do. We, brethren, have a responsibility. This is, I don't want you looking at the person next to you or looking at me. This is our responsibility and no one else's. We live in a world that is battling for our minds. Television, and I'm not saying there's anything inherently wrong with it. It's the wrong use of it. Televisions, entertainment, the internet, books, people, your phone, your iPad. Put things down and have a conversation. Get away from those values. We live in a world full of pornography, filth, false values, and unsound doctrine. What am I saying? What I'm saying is that you are responsible for guarding your mind.